Current News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says there's a reason the Biden administration is downplaying aggression by Iran, including recent rocket attacks against U.S. personnel.
If the Biden administration acknowledges all of these crimes and Iran's culpability, they know that the American people might demand a military response. And that is the one thing that Joe Biden absolutely refuses to do.
Meanwhile, Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says he's worried that the military holds placed by pro-life Senator Tommy Tuberville may weaken U.S. military readiness by keeping some qualified military leaders from getting to work in their new positions.
This is a strategic risk to the force because we're going to lose a generation of the most combat experienced military officers that we've had since World War II.
Sullivan says he shares Tuberville's opposition to the Pentagon's use of tax dollars to pay for abortions. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network, and he also says that he's working on a lawsuit against the Department of Defense to challenge what he says is an unconstitutional policy. Alfredo Ortiz with the Job Creators Network says Major League Baseball's decision to return the All-Star Game to Atlanta in 2025 vindicates his lawsuit, the one his group filed, after the MLB moved the game in 2021 in protest against Georgia's new voter integrity laws.
Opinion, and so we couldn't be more thrilled for the work that we did and more thrilled for the decision to bring the game back. And hopefully our minority small business owners will be able to recoup the lost revenues that they got hit with a few years ago.
Ortiz says the American public knows that Georgia's integrity laws for voters simply makes it easier to vote but harder to cheat. Ortiz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. It's shaping up to be a solemn Christmas season this year in Jerusalem. Michael Harrington has more.
The leaders of all the major Christian denominations in the Holy City say churches all across the country should keep their holiday celebrations modest this year in solidarity with the victims of the October attack by Hamas and the ongoing war. It's already widely expected that tourism to Israel next month will be much diminished by the crisis. In addition to Christmas, Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 7th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian believers who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move yet again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan. Now the government there is preparing to expel them from that country. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan is preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan. This is SRN News. The new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, says he is publicly releasing thousands of hours of footage, some of it with sensitive material from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some of the video has already been released by the congressional committee that investigated the 2021 attack at the Capitol. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's move will make the sounds and sights public. He says it will provide millions of Americans and criminal defendants the ability to see for themselves what happened that day. Although he says some faces will be blurred and clues about the building would be withheld. Critics have warned the videos show how the rioters breached the building and the routes to get lawmakers to safety. Information they say should be withheld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.